Now, of course, we're able to forget most of these problems because we can trust experts to do the worrying for us. These experts include the engineers who laid out the interstate highway system. They include the designers of navigation systems, which ensure that when we descend through the clouds, the runway lights are straight ahead of us. Through the ages, there have been several important reasons to have precise knowledge of places on the globe and how we can get to them. One of these factors is simply human inquisitiveness, sometimes combined with a desire for recognition, for fame, to put it bluntly. Most of us also have normal human curiosity about the unknown, what's behind the next bend in the road or the next town. But most of us also would not have become explorers when nobody knew what was beyond the ocean or behind that range of mountains or across those ice floes. Those who did become explorers often had a strong drive to be recognized for their achievement. Robert Peary was one of the best examples of this, and he was a famous man in his time. The director of the British Royal Geographical Society described the trappings of fame in his book on the history of polar exploration.
The first decade of the 20th century saw the beginning of what has often been called the heroic age of polar exploration. The creation of the heroic age and of the concept of the polar hero owed much to the new journalism, to those newspapers and magazines with mass circulations, which were greatly aided early in the 20th century by the telegram and the wireless message. Through these new means of national and international publicity, denied to the explorers of an earlier age, the polar leader could now become almost a public hero, his name a household word.
Explorers in an earlier age probably would have understood such publicity, and they might even have envied it. For example, in 1576, the Englishman Martin Frobisher set out to discover the Northwest Passage, the supposed sea route from Europe to Asia around the north edge of North America. He later described his motives.
There was only one thing in the world.